Many times, through the year, we have opportunity to say slichot. Every week, Monday, Thursday, we finish Shmonesre, we say Vuachum, also slichot. Every tiny sibu, except Tisha B'Av, after Shachris, we say, after Shmonesre of Shachris, we say Sliches, Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, Tanit Esther, etc. Sometimes we have Slichot in Minche. 8 months from the year, the last day of the month, we say Yom Kippur Katan. In Mincha, we including Sliches. It means all the slichot, what we say through the year, is part of the tefillah, what we daven. Or part of shachris, or part of mincha. It depends what kind of slichot. Except the slichot of Chodesh Elul. Slichot, what we start to say yesterday, or we'll start in Rosh Chodesh Elul, the slichot of Chodesh Elul have special, unique status. He is not part from any other tefillah. He is not part of Shacharit, he is not part of Mincha, and he is not part of Ma'ariv. Slichot of Chodesh Elul have special time. In the night, early in the morning, but is not part of any other tefillah. Why? Because Chazal come and teach us. The reason, one of the reasons why we pray 3 times a day, why not 5 or 7 or 2 or 1? What stay behind this number 3 times a day, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, is Chazal in the Yerushalmi in Brachot explained to us. The reason is because the day change 3 times every day. Morning is not afternoon. Afternoon is not night. Every time when we have change in the day, we have obligation to pray. What kind of pray? Kodesh Baruch Hu, the time change. Now is morning, it's not yesterday night. It's new beginning. Please, I hope in this new beginning, we can walk to this part of the day with the right leg. Is every time when the time change, we have new chiyuv of tefillah. From this reason, every Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat, Yom Tov, we have Musaf. Why? Because Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh is not regular day. It's special day. Special day bring also new tefillah. Now, we stay in special time. Soon, the year will move, will change. The time will change. And a few days, we will stay in the beginning of new year. Tafshin Samechet. It's because the time go to change, soon we have special chiyuv of tefillah. And the name of the tefillah is Tefillat Aslichot. All the year when we say Sliches is part of tefillah, what we pray anyway. We combine with the tefillah Sliches, what you mentioned before, Mandi Serz, Debi Urachum, every Tani Tzibur, etc. Elul, Slichot of Elul have special status. Is not part of Tfilah, is Tfilah by himself. Tfilat HaSlichot. Moreover, when you look carefully, the system of Slichot is completely parallel to Minche, what we pray every day. Minche is Ashrei, Av Kaddish, Shmonesre, Tachnun, and Kaddish Tidkabel. In the end, exactly same slichot. Ashrei, Av Kaddish, slichot, tachanun in the end, and Kaddish Tidkabel. It means we have special privilege in these days. We get extra tefillah. Tefillat HaSlichot. Why every time when the time change, we have new obligation of tefillah? Because the first lesson, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach אדם הראשון, immediately after he created him, is to pray. זה תורה say black and white. וכל שיח השדה טרם יהיה בארץ. וכל עשב השדה טרם יצמח. Nothing growing. אדם הראשון say to הקדוש ברוך הוא, you told me about nice world with fruit, with vegetables, I don't see anything. No, you promise. But what I see, nothing growing. וכל שיח השדה טרם יהיה בארץ. וכל עשב השדה טרם יצמח. You can explain to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why nothing growing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Adam HaRishon, no, no, you need to explain to me. You want everything will growing? You have one way. Because Siach HaSadeh Terem Yeh Ba'aretz, Because Siach HaSadeh Terem Yitzmach, Ki lo imtir Hashem al ha'aretz, Ve'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Adam HaRishon, you want everything will growing? You want everything will change? Pray. Yavo Adam, ויתפלל, Rashi explain, and everything will go in. From this reason, is ממש פלאי, פלאי פלאים. If you have pen with you, if you can write on your דף מקורות, אדם, in Hebrew, how we wrote אדם, א' ד' מ'. But, now we will write אדם, not from right to left, אלא מלמעלה למטה, א' ד' מ'. If I really want to understand the essence of the name אדם, I need to open this name word by word in Hebrew. How I write Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Correct? Aleph. And Dalet, second line, Dalet, Lamed, Taf. Correct? And third line, Mem. Mem is double Mem. Now, we'll see what new letters we put. Mem, what is the extra letter? Mem. Dalet. The last letter is what? Taf. Dalet. Alef. The last letter is what? Pei. Alef, Lamed, Pei. Correct? Alef. Is we have Mem, Taf, Pei. And in the Alef we have Lamed. And the Dalet also we have Lamed. What is Mem? Is Mitpalel. When we open word by word, and we wrote completely Aleph, Dalet, Aleph Lamed Pei, Dalet Lamed Taf. And Mem, what we get? Mitpalel. It's clear? Because this is the essence of Adam. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching. You want to make change? You want to see change? No problem. The key is Mitpalel. This is your essence. If you will recognize this is your essence, the sky is the limit. If you feel your essence is something else, חבל על הזמן. You go to worse your time. This is the reason why every time when we have change in the day, we have new obligation of tefillah. Because tefillah makes a change in the positive way. This is the first lesson what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Adam. And this is the reason why from yesterday, if you not start before, we have new tefillah, tefillat haslichot. Now, after this introduction, I would like to walk in and to see few examples in Chazal, in Tanakh, how tefillah make big change in the life and to understand what exactly the way that tefillah will make the big change. It's not enough to learn the stories in the Tanakh or in Chazal, how tefillah can help. What is more important to know what exactly in tefillah makes a big change. Because everyone prays, but we want to pray in the way what the tefillah really can show us the life is different. Is we will start with a famous tefillah, what we're going to read in a few days in Rosh Hashanah, in the first day of Rosh Hashanah, in the Haftarah, Tefillat Chana. In the first paragraph, in front of us, the Navi tells us, Vayehi Hayom, every time in Chazal, Vayehi Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. Hayom is a unique day, Rosh Hashanah. Vayizbach Elkanah, ונתן לפנינה אשתו ולכל בניה ובנותיה מנות. זה famous story about אלקנה, זה great husband, special husband, גדול הדור. He married to חנה, to פנינה. Every year, the travel to Shiloh, few time years. Most of the people really don't like to travel to Shiloh, because in Shiloh we have the two children of אליה כהן, חופני ופנחס. They're in charge of all the system in Shiloh. They make Chazal tells us many, many shticks to people. For example, woman after she get baby and she come to give thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she bring korban yoledet and she stay in the line a few hours. In the meantime, somebody walk in with deer, with ox. Chofni Upinchas say to this lady, please, maybe you can come tomorrow, much better 2 days after afternoon. And she say, I'm sorry, I wait in the line 5-6 hours. I want to return back to my husband, to my family. No, we're busy today. Come tomorrow. And many other shticks, what she do, what they do. And mimele people really don't like to travel to Shiloh. And they decide, better for me to pray in my house, in my community. But Elkanah, year after year, travel to Shiloh few time years. Every time he take different direction, because he take with them other people. And when they arrive in Shiloh, immediately, Chana start to cry. Start to cry. There's no question why she not have children. And this happened 19 years. After 19 years of marriage, from the aspect of the husband, Elkanah, she crossed the red line. She not only stopped. She not only crying, she also stopped to eat. In the moment when she stopped to eat, this is very dangerous. We know exactly what it means the next step, and we know after the next step, we don't have any chance to return back. Elkanah takes this opportunity in the first paragraph, and Pasuk Chet, and he say to his wife, Vayomer la Elkanah isha, chana lametivki, velamelo tocheli. What does it mean velametivki? Why are you crying? It's no question. But he wants to take this opportunity and to say something to his wife. Lametivki, velamelo tocheli, ולמאירה לבבך, why you feel so sad, הלא אנוכי טוב לך, מ-10 בנים. I will come good for you more from 10 children. In other way, Elkanah say to his wife, we visit every doctor, every hospital. We accept every ברכה from every רב, 19 years. I come to understand, הקדוש ברוך הוא decide not to give us children. It's very sad, yes. Very difficult, no question. But we need to continue our life and to try to do the best in our life. And I promise you, I will come good for you more from 10 children. It means, Elkanah Gdol Ador say to his wife, I give up. I give up. And he says this in Rosh Hashanah, in Shiloh. In the moment when the husband, Elkanah, say to his wife, Chana, I give up. She say to him, say again, you really give up? Next pasuk, pasuk tet, pasuk start, if you can put line, vatakom chana. Vatakom chana is mean, in this moment, retroactive, the house of Elkanah and Chana start to grow in me. She said to him, you give up? I never give up. And you will see, we will raise in this house children. And what exactly she do? She said to him, I'm sorry, I agree with you, what I stopped to eat is a mistake. I go immediately to eat, and after she finished to eat, Pasuk Yud Aleph, if you can put line on this Pasuk, ותדון עדר ותאמר השם צבקות, אם ראו תראה בעוני עמתך, קדוש ברוך הוא, if you look of me, וזכרת אני, and you not forget about me, ולא תשכח את עמתך, ונתת לעמתך זרע אנשים, you give me future, children, ונתתיו להשם כל ימי חייו, ומורה לא יעלה על ראשו, ונתתיו להשם, I promise this is your child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all his life. This posuk, including all the essence of tefillah. Chazal explained in Gemara in Brochos, paragraph 2. And Chazal explained to us in Gemara, in Brachot, in paragraph 7, 1 minute, paragraph 7. Vatidor neder, vatomar Hashem tzvakot. Amar Rabbi Elazar, מיום שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את עולמו, לא היה אדם. From the first day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, we not find anyone would give this new title to Hashem, שקראו לקדוש ברוך הוא צבקות. What is mean צבקות? אמרה חנה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, מכל צבעי צבקות שבראת בעולמך, from so many people what you create in your world, קשה בעיניך שתיתן לי בן אחד, so difficult for you to give me one child. She talk very clear to the point and also very short. Short, clear to the point. Now, what is difficult in this Gemara, the Gemara continue and give us mashal, example. Mashal, למה הדבר דומה? למלך בשר ודם שעשה סעודה לעבדיו. The king made big party for his people. בא אני אחד ועמד על הפתח, one poor person tried to walk in. אמר להם, תנו לי פרוסה אחת, I starving, I would like to get one piece of bread. לא השגיחו עליו, nobody care about him. דחק, נכנס אצל המלך, he finds a way to walk in. אמר לו, אדוני המלך, מכל סעודה שעשית, from all the special and beautiful party, what you prepare, קשה בעיניך, ליתן לי פרוסה אחת, so difficult for you to give me one piece of bread. I really don't understand. Why we need this example? Why is necessary? Every time in Chazal, when Chazal give us example, mashal, is mean what they say to us before, is not so clear. And we need the example to understand this much better. This is exactly what we do with our children, students, with everyone. What is not clear? Very clear. Kodesh Baruch Hu, millions of children. No. One child. So difficult for you. One piece of bread. Why we need the example? Because this example comes to teach us not what Hannah prayed. Come to teach us what kind of feeling she had before she started to pray. The feeling what she had is exactly same feeling what the great husband Elkanah had. No chance. We was our time. Everything is closed. The room is closed. Shari Tfila is closed. No chance. She knows this exactly. She's a very clever woman. But still, she wants to teach the great husband Elkanah. His look, everything is closed. His only look, I can change all the conditions. And everything will come open. How she made this? Chana, Chazal explained to us in paragraph 8. וחנה היא מדברת על ליבה. וחנה היא מדברת על ליבה. אמר רבי אלעזר משום רבי יוסי בן זמרה. על עסקי ליבה. What is mean? אמרה לפניו ריבונו של עולם, שישאי איתו הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, כל מה שבראת באישה לא בראת דבר אחד לבטלה. Every part in the body have purpose, every reason. עיניים לראות, אוזניים לשמוע, חותם להריח, פה לדבר, ידיים לעשות בהם מלאכה, רגליים להלך בהם, דדיים להעניק בהם, דדיים הללו שנתת על ליבי. למה לא להעניק בהם? תן לי בן ועניק בהם. What is mean? She said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me 1 minute, I explain to you everything. The reason why I ask for child is not because I want. She mentioned, when she pray, she feel she is made. ותדור נדר ותאמר, השם צבקות אם ראות יראה בעוני אמתך. וזכרתני ולא תשכח את אמתך ונתת לאמתך 3 times. She mentioned in פסוק י' what we read before in paragraph 1 that you don't enter 3 times. She mentioned אמתך. הקדוש ברוך הוא, I'm not complain, do what you want. I really not understand and I know I not understand why I don't have children, but this is not the issue. The issue is completely different. My problem is not myself. My problem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the respect. You my problem. Because every day, my friend, you know what they talk about me? You know what they sing about me? Look this woman. She have room. She want children. She cannot. It means you create something for nothing. By me. part of my body is for nothing. Is mean because me, Chilul Hashem, take place. People say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what create everything. Kulam bechokhma asita. Everything with purpose, with reason. Now people come and ask. People come and say, look, we don't see any reason why he creates the room. If she cannot have children, you understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is my problem? And I know one thing. You don't bring me to this world, chas v'chalila, to make any chilul Hashem. If I am here, it's to make more space for your life. To make more space for you in my life. To make more space for you in this world. Not any chilul Hashem. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I ask for a child, not because of me, because you. And I promise you, I finished to nurse a baby. 2 years old is your child. He will stay in Shiloh. I don't go to stay close to him. I come to visit him a few times a year. But he's really your child. Kodesh Baruch Hu come and say, wow. If she, in this situation, after 19 years, would she pray and pray again and again for children? She understand. And she feel. Kodesh Baruch Hu, do what you want. I not complain. I really not complain. And you know exactly my feeling, I'm not complaining. I feel upset because Chilul Hashem can come out because of me. This is the reason. Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Hana, please, sit down. You have more than one child. This is the way how Hana cross all the roadblocks. This mashal, what the Gemara bring to us, to show us, look, when the king make party, no chance. If somebody who don't get invitation and don't dress properly, will walk into the palace. He definitely cannot cross all the security. And if he find any way to walk in, inside, the security will catch him and will kick him out. But look what happened with Hana. She crossed all the roadblocks, all the security, in the party. This poor person asked, where is the table where the king sits? I want to talk to him. And in front of everyone, he say, look, it's a great, great party what you make. Please, one piece of bread. And the king say, please, enjoy the meal. Sit in my table. This is exactly what happened with Hana. She show us how tefillah can make the big change. How? I am allowed to ask everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us, we will ask everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Abba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Ima. We mentioned this many times. Abba is obviously Avinu Malkeinu is Abba. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Arizal says, is also Ima. What is meaning is also Ima? And one more minute if we forget this example, because it's very important to remember this. Chazal, the Arizal tells us, the Mishne Berurah mentions this. Erev Yom Kippur. We come early to the shul. We take the talis and we say bracha. Why? Because it's before the shkia, before sunset. We have the talis, we need to say bracha. Comes the Arizal and say, no, no. Erev Yom Kippur, you come to the shul, put the talis, but don't say bracha. It's not aloha lemaise. Aloha we say. But it's shita tahari, don't say bracha. Why is this not your talis? You borrow the talis from somebody. What does it mean it's not your talis? What does it mean? It's my talis. No. Arizal explained. Baby, 10 months, 11 months, rest with him afternoon, few hours, they wake up, both of them happy, they rest, they look good, they go to visit Safta, they go to visit neighbors, family, they walk into the room, everyone takes the baby, in the end, he's so cute, everybody like to get some shmeichel, smile from the baby, and the baby go from one end to the other end. One person, all the baby in his hand, and he recognized the baby don't smell good. Immediately his eyes look after Ima. Ima gets the baby, and what she do? Number one, she check if he do something, she smells the baby. If she recognizes he do something, he take him to the side, he change the diaper. When she changed the diaper, she talked to him and say, you great, you tzaddik, etc., etc. And after this, she bring him back to the room. We come Erev Yom Kippur, no one want to take us in his hand. We smell very bad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu האריזל קם and say, have title of אמא, וזרקתי עליכם מים טהורים, ותיארתי אתכם מכל תאומותיכם ומכל גילוליכם. הקדוש ברוך הוא קלין, זה דייפר. And he give us new diaper. And the new diaper is the talis of ערב יום כיפר. Is הקדוש ברוך הוא ערב יום כיפר is also what? אמא. You see, all over the world, boy, girl, child, who say, אמא! And אמא not run to ask, yes, what I can do for you. Is הקדוש ברוך הוא is אמא. הקדוש ברוך הוא is אבא. הקדוש ברוך הוא is everything. And he really want for us to ask everything from A to Z, but with one condition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will try my best. I cannot promise, but I will try my best with what you will give me to make more space for you in my life and in this world. If we pray in this way, come Chana and say to us, Tefillah can make big change in our life. Tefillah can change everything. And give me now to expand this a little bit more deep. Moira Veraboisai, everyone here knows a famous Chazal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create this world, he decided to create this world b'midas adim. Bereishis bara Elokim. Et ha-shamayim ve ta-aretz. Six times. Vayar Elokim. Vechule, vechule, Elokim, Elokim. It's the first day of the creation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, ראה שאין העולם מתקיים, he say, if I create this world in midas adin, nothing can stay. What he do? שיתף מידת הרחמים with midas adin. You listen to Chazal? שיתף. What is mean שיתף? How we say in English שיתף? He combine midas הרחמים with midas adin. Midas הרחמים and midas adin come partners in this world. How they can come partners? Din is mean no future. Din is mean no other chance. Din is mean you make mistake, finish. We not listen to anything. We know exactly the punish before and we know exactly what's going to happen after. Midas Adin don't give any future to this world. This is what Chazal come and say, ראה שאין העולם מתקיים. אין העולם מתקיים, it means that this world will not have any future. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He mix midas adin with midas rachamim. What is rachamim? Rachamim. We say many times, midas rachamim עלינו התגלגלים סליחס. Rachamim, the sort of the word rachamim in Hebrew is rechem. Rechem is what? Room. The source of the future. Rechem, same letter, of מחר. רחם, ריש חתמם. Back is מחר. רחמים give future. רחמים give hope. רחמים give something what's going to happen difference tomorrow. No. How רחמים and דין can walk hand by hand together? If it's דין, it's no future. If it's רחמים, definitely future. The answer is PLA, PLA, PLA. Midas HaRachamim give us new future. Midas HaRachamim give us new opportunity. Why? Because Midat HaRachamim take retroactive the mistake what I do yesterday. If I make mistake yesterday, if I make something wrong yesterday, I get ticket. This ticket come to the front of the judge. And Midas HaDin say, I look the paper, you need to pay. Price, full price. Midas HaRachamim, retroactive. Ripped this ticket. Midas HaRachamim, retroactive, destroyed my mistake. If I not have mistake yesterday, is Midas HaDin, the judge come and say, this person is not guilty. I don't see anything. I don't see any paper. I don't know why you complain. I don't see... In his fine, he's clean. This is Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim work retroactive. From this reason, pilei plaim. When you look in the Rambam in Hilchot Teshuvah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam tells us, what is more difficult in Teshuvah? says Baal Peh, he's not in front of us. What is more difficult in tshuva? More difficult in tshuva is what I promise in the future to try to do good thing, or I apologize about my past, about the wrong thing what I do in the past. Obviously, what is more difficult? To mekabel, to try to do good thing when? In the future. Correct? It's very easy to apologize about the past. But the Rambam say no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu come my witness, not about my future. Because about my future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot come my witness. Why? Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mirat shamayim, is my free will to decide what to do. Good or chas v'chayil abed. It's about the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave the space open. My decision. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu come my witness. Ya'id alav yodea ta'alumot. Kodesh Baruch Hu will come a witness, שלא ישוב לזה אחת לעולם. I really feel upset about the mistake what I do yesterday. If I feel upset and sad about the mistake what I do yesterday, Kodesh Baruch Hu clean my mistake from yesterday, ממילא I can get new future. This midas harachamim take place through the tefillot what we pray. To create midas rachamim is how much we create the tefillah every time. Midas rachamim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I need to show through my tefillah what is mean tefillah. Or I ask from something HaKadosh Baruch Hu what I need. Or maybe I want to change something. Midat rachamim, tefillah is mean, I ask from different future. I want to change something in the future. Yes, sometimes also I appreciate. I give thank you, I not forget to give thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most of the time, in Tfilat Shmonesre, we have three brachot to appreciate. Modim anachnu lach, bechol hachayim, sim shalom. But look how many paragraphs in Shmonesre, what we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Refayinu barech aleinu, shma koleinu, ve'tka v'shufar gadol lecheruteinu, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I want to change the situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, no problem. We have one way, and the way is, if I really feel, I'm sorry about the mistake what I do yesterday. This can create the new future. From this reason, Moir Aver Rabbi say, every time when we pray, every time tefillah, a special thing, what is not happened to us every time. But in these days, from yesterday until end of Yom Kippur, until Hoshana Rabbah, we need to have this. Minimum one or twice. And this is tefillah with tears. Tears is key to open every door. Sha'arei dma'ot kino lishlavot. Sha'arei dma'ot open everything. We say in Machnisei Rachamim, we mention in Machnisei Rachamim few times about how Sha'arei Dma'ot open every door. We have three kinds of tears in our life. Tears, what we happy. Somebody say to us something very special, make us so excited and so happy. Sometimes we have tears of simcha. We appreciate. I say many times a famous story, what I'm sure you heard, happened a few years ago. Two businessmen finished nice deal in Eretz Yisrael, and this happened after 3 o'clock midnight. They have a few hours to fly back. They decide it's a good time to go to the kotel to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 3 o'clock after midnight, kotel almost empty. Somebody stay in the kotel and crying. And they decide, because they have good deal and they so succeed, they decide to help to this person. Reuven say, if you have any medical problem, I take care of him. Shimon say, if you have any financial problem, I go to help him. Reuven come and say, excuse me, sir, I can help you. Maybe you have any medical problem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, help us, we can give you. No, everything is okay, thank you. And the person understands, the answer is a real answer. Yes, it's okay. He takes a few steps back. His friend, a few minutes after, come and ask him, can I help you? Maybe you have any financial problem? No, everything is okay. He said, what's going here? No medical problem, not finance problem. Both of them go and ask him, why are you so crying? He said, tonight, I marry my last child. It's a wedding over at 12 o'clock. I say to my wife after everything is end, I need to go to the Kotel to give thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he cried with tears. What kind of tears? Tears of Simcha. It's one tears what we have. We have Chas v'Chalila, other tears. People have other tears of pain. Somebody has so much pain and he crying because of pain. And we have other aspect of tears. Tears, what I feel sorry. I feel a little bit upset, or more from a little bit, about the mistake what I do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu look for what kind of tears. Tears, what I feel upset. These tears can take out from us tears of pain and can bring us tears of simcha, of happiness, of salachti kidvarecha, of lo ayu yamin tovim liYisrael, and one of them is Yom HaKippurim, of salachti kidvarecha. This tefillah, what Chana, what the pasuk say about Chana, when she crying, v'imarat nafesh, v'titpalel al Hashem, pasuk yud in first paragraph, uvacho tivkeh. Uvachot ifke. She is not only marat nafesh. She is also uvachot ifke. And this uvachot ifke makes a change. This uvachot ifke change everything. Yes. Tfilah, when we pray, is not guaranteed to get immediately. But every tfilah is guaranteed. Build other step and make us more close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the palace. To walk in, and one day we ask and retroactive, we recognize how all the tefillot build step after step. Moreover, many of the steps, what we claim day by day, is because the tefillot of our parents and grandparents, what they prepare for us, these steps. We prepare for ourselves and for generations after, exactly same our parents and grandparents prepare for them and for us. This kind of tefillah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu look for us in these days. Tefillah with pray. Tefillah with tears. Tefillah with tears. Definitely, we get the answer of Mini kolech mi bechi ve'enayich mi dima ki yes sachar lifulatech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise this to us. From this reason, Pil'ei, 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 Pil'ei. We, in our life, have two different type of time, of Zman. We have Zman, and we have Et. Ein Taf. Shlomo HaMelech, in Kohelet, what we're going to read, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, talk about Et Shalom, Et Milchama, Et Zrok Avanim, Et Knos Avanim. Et and et, what is the difference exactly between et and zman? Zman is something what continue all the time. Zman is something what never stop. Never stop. By all the nations, we find zman. Kaitz, chorif, yom, valayla, zera, vekatzir, lo ishbotu. Nothing stop. Is continue and continue and continue non-stop. We have special privilege. In this system of life, of Zman, what we walk, we have also other type of time. Et. Et is mean the stop. The time stop. When the time stop, is mean I can't start from the beginning. Time of Slichot. Time of Aseret Yimei Tshuva. This is not Zman. This is Et. Opportunity to start new beginning. From this reason, Le'ozen Shomat, Pil Ei Plaim, when the Torah tells us about the person who takes Seir HaMishtaleach with all our Averot and go to destroy them. What is the name of this person? Ish Iti. Ish Iti. Ayin Taf Yud. Only person what his life is at. Only person what all the time can start from the beginning. He can come, our representative, to take all our averot and through this and give us opportunity to start new beginning. new beginning. Ish iti. From this reason, Moray v'Rabotai, when he opens the Chumash of Maaseh Bereishis, Shabbos was the first day of the creation, Kafei Elul. Rosh Hashanah is the sixth day, the day of the Kadosh Baruch Hu create us. All the days of the creations of this world, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc., we not find the letter Samech in all Maaseh Bereishis. Open Chumash, open any book. Every few lines, you see the letter Samech. All Maaseh Bereishis, not one time, the letter Samech. Why? Because Samech is only one letter in the alphabet, what is completely closed. Completely, completely closed. And don't tell me Mem Sofit is also closed, because Mem Sofit is extension of Mem, and Mem is open. But Samech is pure closed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu create word, and he don't use the letter Samech because he want to teach us. In the world what I create, nothing is closed. We can start from the beginning every day. Not every day, three times a day. The Midrash tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu. Something unbelievable. When you open Mikra Bikurim, Parshas Bikurim, what we read a few weeks ago, again, Baal HaTurim teach us, we not find the letter Samech in all Mikra Bikurim. You can check in the Chumash and Baal HaTurim. We not find the letter Samech. Why Baal HaTurim explain? Because when you bring Bikurim, you bring one from 60. 60? The Gematria 60 is what letter? Samech. What does it mean to bring one from 60? To bring one from 60 is mean I broke the circle. It's not circle. It's not Zman. It's et. I can start from the beginning. And Chazal say about Moshe Rabbeinu, he seen Ruach HaKodesh one day, we don't have the opportunity to bring Bikurim. To feel we can start from the beginning. Amad v'tiken laem liYisrael is metaken to us to pray three times a day. Amad v'tiken laem liYisrael, to pray three times a day. What is the connection between Bikurim to pray three times a day? Now it's very clear. Every pray is new beginning because we pray when the time change. Time change. Afternoon is not morning. Wow. I have opportunity to start from the beginning. Is we not find the letter Samech in all the creation? We not find the letter Samech in all Mikra Bikurim? Because the essence of Tefillah is the essence of Bikurim. I can start from the beginning. This is what Chazal come and teach us. This is what we need today, in this time, more from any time before. Why more from any time before? Why? Every time we pray. But in our time, we recognize more what we see before. Only direct conversation between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change conditions. Years ago, we feel we have strong leaders, we have strong army, strong state, we know how to deal. Today, clear for everyone. No one can make any plan for long term because the world changed quickly. If the world changed so quickly, every change brings us to pray. Every change brings us to responsibility what? To pray. And this is what can change everything. If the pray comes with tears. In the Ile of Yom Kippur, Yi Ratzon, שתשים דימותינו בנותך להיות. הקדוש ברוך הוא, please, collect all the tears from all these days. Keep this with you. Because we know this can stop any tragedy. From this reason, in the last paragraph, I want to read only a few lines in paragraph 15. Hana, when she feels a promise, she takes Shmuel to Shiloh and she pray. ותתפלל חנה. Comes the Radak and say, why but titpalel? Titpalel is mean I need to ask something. She need to appreciate. Vatode, moidim. Why but titpalel? Comes the Radak and say, ויתכן לומר, כי אמרה זה חנה על כנסת ישראל, וכל השירה כולה על כנסת ישראל. ולכך התחיל בה בלשון ותתפלל. כי לשון תפילה ייפול ברוב על העניינים העתידיים. תפילה היה something what I want to get in the future. הוא במעט על מה שעבר. And why she say ותתפלל? I skip one line. And he say, כי אמרה חנה, it's the middle of the four line. כי אמרה חנה, if you can put line. כל ענייני העולם וצורכי בני אדם תלויים ביד הבורא יתברך. הוא ברצונו, והוא משגיח בכללים ובפרטים, ועושה בהם כרצונו. קדוש ברוך הוא take care of everything, from every detail, everything, big and small, ואפילו אם ייראה לבני אדם, שיעשה להם דבר שאינו על רצונם וחפצם. Also, if we feel sometimes, it's not really what we want, it's against what we want. יש להם להתפלל אליו בכל נפשם, כמו שעשיתי אני. We need to pray again and again, exactly how we do. והוא ייתן להם בקשתם ורצונם, בכל דבר שיהיה חפצם וצורכם. חנה, promise to us, try again, never give up. I also try again, 19 years. This is unique about the tefillah. I don't know if I said this to you one time before. 95 years ago, in Yerushalayim, Kapi, Mary, good ears, the daughter of children. And they understand after they take all the advice of people tell them, one special doctor in Russia, what make miracles, can help them. In this time, what they have, small house, a little bit, few furniture, they sell everything with the money, they start to travel to Russia. It takes a few weeks. And they stay in Russia in this doctor a few months. After a few months, the doctor come and say to them, I'm sorry. This table don't have children. He said to this woman, you also will not have children. I cannot do anything. She completely broke. When she returned to Eretz Israel, the parents wait to them. And they know exactly the day when they're supposed to be to arrive. When she arrived to the house, she fell to the hand of the father. And she started to cry and cry. And she don't stop. And after a long time, with a lot of tears, she say, the doctor say, table cannot have children. I also not have children. And the father say, what he say? This was a great doctor in the world. I'm very happy what he says this. Now, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you know definitely the address and the answer is only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she pray. Hereafter, she have baby boy. This baby boy have of his soldiers all the world in our time. The name is Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliyashiv. Arab Eliyashiv. What the great doctor say? No chance. Table don't have children, you also. Now pray. This is what tefillah can make. We have special privilege of tefillah. We have special privilege in these days to raise and to change, to make many change in our life through the tefillah. If we take this with us, and we sure we take this with us, there's no question we don't take this. But we really understand this is a key of many changes. Is Be'ezer Hashem. In this coming year, Tav Shin Samechet, we'll be zoche. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to us. And we will feel everything what we want. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ימלא כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה. ונזכה לשנת חיים ושלום. לשנה טובה, לכתיבה וחתימה טובה. שנה של בריאות, של ברכה, של גאולה ושמחה. שנה טובה.